So all the plans are based on a district that don't exist anymore.
District Parent Coordinating Council President Sam Radford says they're demanding answers from the federal office, asking if they know who will have jurisdiction over those civil rights recommendations.
You know, the Board of Education in this particular case, 25 schools are no longer under them, you know, and if it has to be redone, they are not going to get any consequences. But you know who's going to get consequences? For their lack of action or the action being not adequate is going to be the children. And what we're trying to do is limit that.
The parent organization notes that receivership includes community engagement teams who will help govern and guide the 25 struggling schools. Dr. Wendy Mistretta is a city school parent and chair of the district's multilingual family support committee.
We know that a lot of those schools have a heavy population of English language learners in them, and they are very much impacted with the OCR complaint too. They're very poorly represented in our highest performing schools.
Buffalo parent Patricia Elliott Patton filed the complaint in 2013 after her daughter was rejected from attending the Olmsted School. She now accuses the school board of watering down Orfield's recommendations.
In fact, it looks like they rejected majority of the recommendations. And, you know, my daughter's situation has changed. She is in a better situation. She did make it to a school in good standing, although it wasn't a criteria-based school.
Orfield suggests the district move neighborhood options from Olmsted and create a second city honors school. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.